The Travel Olympics, Part 3.
Best Festival.
Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead.
Festivals are fun. Death, less so. So, Mexico's popular festival celebrating and remembering loved ones who are no longer with us in a joyous way is pure gold medal genius. We have the Aztecs and other indigenous peoples to thank for the festival, which goes back thousands of years. When the Spanish colonized Mexico, they moved the festival from summer to the 1st and the 2nd of November to coincide with All Souls Day. But its pagan origins are all too clear. The dead returning to earth in spirit form not being a very Christian concept. It is each family's duty to welcome them with food and gifts that are placed on a home shrine to the dead relatives. The street celebrations with people in fancy dress are much more modern. Indeed, Mexico City didn't have a Día de los Muertos parade until the 2015 James Bond film Spectre featured one. This inspired the city to start holding its own festival, and the celebration has since become a major tourist attraction.
Glastonbury. There are multi-day rock festivals all over the world, from Chicago's Lollapalooza to Rock en Seine in Paris. But they are nothing compared to Glastonbury, the massive and occasionally disastrous festival that usually takes place over the last weekend of June on a farm in southwest England. This isn't a polite little music festival where you buy a ticket, see a few bands, and then go home to bed. No, you arrive for Glastonbury's 5 days of music with a tent and hope you can find it again the next day. There are 200,000 people there, so that's a lot of tents. There are also over 100 stages and at least 3,000 performers, spread over an area that's bigger than the Vatican and Monaco combined. When it rains, the farm becomes a giant mud bath, and the festival takes the next year off to let the land recover. Even then, even when it all goes horribly wrong, headlining Glastonbury is a career high for any rock star.
La Tomatina. We'll be honest, we gave this bronze just so that we could show you this picture. What began with a 1940s food fight between some friends in the little Spanish town of Buñol, near Valencia, has grown into an August festival where 20,000 people throw about 145,000 kilos of tomatoes at each other in 1 hour. By the end, the town is covered with squashed tomatoes and has to be washed with water cannon. But the good news, and why La Tomatina deserves its medal, is that the citric acid in the tomatoes helps to clean the streets. That's a win-win situation, unless you are a tomato.